From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, December the 12th. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said Wednesday that he would be ready to play in Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium. Mahomes, who bruised his passing hand in last week's game against the New England Patriots, said he took snaps from under center for the first time since and reported no problems. "Today was the first day I was really able to grip a ball," Mahomes said Wednesday. "I was able to flick it around yesterday, but today was the first day I was really able to grip it, throw it, and drive it down the field a little bit." Mahomes was listed by the Chiefs as a full participant in Wednesday's practice, meaning he took a normal amount of snaps. Mahomes said after the game his right hand didn't, quote, "feel great right now," but x-rays came back negative. The injury is the third serious enough this season for Mahomes to land on the Chiefs injury report. He sprained an ankle in the season opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars, though the injury never forced him to miss any practice or game time, and he later missed 2.5 games because of a dislocated kneecap. 10 former NFL players, including ex-Redskins running back Clinton Portis, have been charged with defrauding the league's health program of millions of dollars. The players are among a group of 12 facing charges in the Eastern District of Kentucky, the Department of Justice announced on Thursday. They are accused of filing more than $3.9 million in fraudulent claims, of which more than $3.4 million were paid between June 2017 and December 2018. Along with the charges that were announced, the Department of Justice said it will seek charges against two others, including former New Orleans Saints receiver Joe Horn. 10 former NFL players allegedly committed a brazen multi-million dollar fraud on a healthcare plan meant to help their former teammates and other retired players pay legitimate out-of-pocket medical expenses, Assistant Attorney General Brian Benzkowski said. "Today's indictments underscore that whoever you are, if you loot healthcare programs to line your own pockets, you will be held accountable by the Department of Justice." The other players charged are Robert McCune, John Eubanks, Tamarick Vanover, Carlos Rogers, Ciandris Brown, James Butler, Fred Bennett, Carell Buckhalter, and Eric Pruitt. Prosecutors allege the players targeted the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Account Plan, which was established as part of the collective bargaining agreement in 2006. It provides tax-free reimbursement of out-of-pocket medical care expenses that were not covered by insurance and that were incurred by former players, their spouses, and dependents. According to the indictments, the players made claims for expensive pieces of medical equipment such as hyperbaric oxygen chambers, cryotherapy machines, ultrasound machines, and electromagnetic therapy devices that weren't purchased or received. The typical claim was for $40,000 to $50,000. Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey will miss the rest of the season with a foot injury suffered in Monday's victory against the Giants, a source confirmed to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Jeffrey was taken to the locker room on a cart during the second quarter. He was not contacted in the play, but left the field limping before throwing down his helmet and entering the medical tent. He then sat in the front seat of a cart that headed to the tunnel. Jeffrey finished the season with 43 catches for 430 yards and 4 touchdowns. The injury left Carson Wentz with just 2 active receivers for the rest of Monday night's game, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Greg Ward. With Nelson Aguilar still dealing with a knee injury, the Eagles are expected to make a move at a receiver in the near future. They have 3 receivers on their practice squad, including Markin Michelle, the brother of Patriots running back Sony Michelle. And that's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.